Our guest of the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Well, some positive things happening. You're telling me that we expect a groundbreaking just almost any time for the new CVS pharmacy.
Well, yes, as we are speaking, and that's one of those things that the city council passed the zoning measure a couple of months ago, and it was kind of we're waiting for CVS to finally dot their I's and cross their T's, and apparently all that has been completed, and all we have to wait for now is the construction of the building. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to that, and that's another one of these instances where the university and the city are working together. And certainly one of the parts of my agenda 2.5 years ago was to try to, I don't know whether to repair or to fix or to begin some type of relationship between the city and the university. And so, of course, Dr. Jones has played a big part in that. And it seems like we're kind of moving along in step with the university, with the city, and the city with the university. And it's nice to see.
And that will be built on university-owned property?
Yes.
I know that the legalities of that are delicate or complicated.
But. And it's either owned or the university is sold. Like with the emergency treatment center, they've sold that property.
Right.
So, okay. Yes, it's right by Whitley Hall.
Right. It is on, and I always get confused if it's 24 or 50, but the highway coming in from Interstate 30, just to the south of the campus, and it'll be there, as you say, by Whitley Hall, which is also, by the way, where the Hunt Memorial Hospital District Emergency Care Facility is going in, and obviously they're well along in building that now.
About a quarter mile down the road, yes.
Yeah, so they'll be pretty close together there. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that you're seeing good turnout and good participation in the farmers market on Saturday morning.
Well, that was Sherry Johnson, the director of tourism and events for the city, kind of got together with a couple of people, Judy Graw and Luann Huffman, and they started pushing that through a couple of months ago, and we started back in July. And it's been going quite well. She has over 20 vendors that sign up. Now, any one of a number of those may show up, but we usually have fewer than 15 each week. And a lot of folks come and walk through the farmer's market. Incidentally, the plan is to lengthen the farmer's market. We're going to try to, by this time next year, the farmer's market will be twice as long as it is. So there'll be in the shade locations for the at least the 20 vendors. Of course, if you've been out there, as you know, they bring their tents and things and sell. But the people that come out and visit and seem to have a good time. We've had people from Florida. Of course, they're visiting, but
still,
counts. And different parts of Texas. And somebody came from Illinois. So we say thank you.
Yeah. And that's on what we call Bonham Alley.
Yes.
Just on the north edge, north side of downtown
area.
We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. The unveiling, not the unveiling, but I guess the dedication of the big mural downtown a few weeks ago, a lot of positive reaction to that. And now they're not done with murals, are they? They're going to do at least one more, I believe, is what I understand.
Yes. Joe Don from the art department at the Texas A&M University here in Commerce has been instrumental in helping with that. Once again, Sherry Johnson, our tourism and events coordinator, got together with Sue Davis and a couple other people and started kind of pushing this through, the concept of the murals. And as far as I know, as you and I are sitting here, there will be at least one more, and that's going to probably come about in the fall. That will involve the university and Commerce ISD. The high school students will be working on that mural. So there's going to be at least one more downtown, yes.
And I've been told that would be on the side of the Chamber of Commerce building.
Well, now, that's a different one.
Oh, it's different. Oh, okay.
Maybe. There's the one that we're referring to is opposite Chase Bank.
Okay, right. Yeah, in fact, I've seen some activity taking place there. Right. Well,
two different organizations here that are kind of working parallel with each other.
Okay, good. Well, it certainly creates, you know, more of a welcoming place downtown. And then there's the one that maybe hasn't been talked about as much that's on the side of what used to be the Commerce Police Department.
Welcome to Commerce.
Yeah, very
with the big
nice
boat arc right in the middle of it.
Right. We haven't talked about the Tippitina's music project in the old AL Day building lately, but there's not a lot to say other than the fact as I drove by there the other day, do see activity taking place there. So clearly there is work proceeding on that.
Well, yes, they are working. And as you and I have discussed in the past, I do know the contractor, and he's been very adamant about not sitting around waiting. Yeah. He wants things done. So it has been moving forward, and he was really excited about this building. And I've had the opportunity to visit a couple of other Tipitinas in other states. He took a couple of us to visit. So we're looking forward to that, and that'll be another avenue of association, hopefully, between the city, the university, and the private developer.
Yeah, well, they were quite busy when I drove by there. And then finally, looks like Dickie's, the barbecue franchise place, is about ready to open up there in the old Chicken Express building.
Should be. They're pounding nails.
Yeah, and making progress very rapidly there. All right, Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Dr. John Bilotti, the Mayor of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.